Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from our Daily Bread. It's the 20th of March, 2023. And the Bible reading today is Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quietened myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore. Today's article, titled Catching Contentment, was written by Sheridan Voisey. In a doctor's advice column, he responded to a reader named Brenda, who lamented that her ambitious pursuits had left her discontented. His words were blunt. Humans aren't designed to be happy, he said, only to survive and reproduce. We're cursed to chase the teasing and elusive butterfly of contentment, he added, not always to capture it. I wonder how Brenda felt reading these nihilistic words, and how different she may have felt had she read Psalm 131 instead. In its words, David gives us a guided reflection on how to find contentment. He begins in a posture of humility, putting his kingly ambitions aside, and while wrestling life's big question is important, he puts those aside too. Then he quiets his heart before God, entrusting the future into his hands. The result is beautiful. Like a weaned child with its mother, he says, I am content. In a broken world like ours, contentment will at times feel elusive. In Philippians 4:11-13, the Apostle Paul said contentment is something to be learned. But if we believe we're only designed to survive and reproduce, contentment will surely be an uncatchable butterfly. David shows us another way, catching contentment through quietly resting in God's presence. Let's pray. Dear God, I rest in you. The deepest well of my truest contentment. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.